You're listening to KHEM, and right now I have two wonderful guests in here. Teresa Hessian, who is the program manager over at the Betty Chin Day Center, and then also Greg Holtz, who is a staff attorney in North Coast Legal Services. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about two workshops. Teresa's going to go ahead and fill us in about the Rent Ready, It's Responsible and Empowered New Tenant Community Workshop. It's free, going on over at the Day Center on Wednesday, August 10th from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. What's this workshop going to be just about?
So the main focus of the workshop is to educate and empower individuals to overcome their barriers to housing. Basically, what we want to try and do is create a bridge between people who are looking for housing, or maybe they're at risk of losing their current housing situation. So building a bridge between them and property managers and landlords, because we all know that it's very difficult to find housing opportunities in the area. And a lot of people have different barriers. Some people are intimidated by the application process, because if you think about it, it could be as intimidating as applying for a job because you're putting yourself out there. Some people don't have good rental history. Some people, you know, they face many different challenges. So by creating a positive, supportive environment and giving them an opportunity to actually talk with and meet property managers, we're helping them kind of ease into that.
That's awesome. So this is open to anybody that is looking for...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's open to the public. Another component of the program is that, so if you are able to get into a housing opportunity, how to maintain that. Oftentimes, you know, we encounter individuals who actually get into an apartment, but sometimes due to lack of knowledge about what their rights and responsibilities are as tenants, they lose their housing and they face evictions. Another thing is that sometimes when you're working with a limited budget, sometimes you don't make the rent, and then that mm-hmm. leads to eviction as well. So there is a component of the class that will be led by two financial directors from the city of Eureka, where they're going to teach, you know, tips and tricks for creating a monthly and weekly budget.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That could be beneficial to just about anybody.
Yes, exactly.
And so you want people to RSVP for this?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think it is important to have people RSVP because we are providing lunch and we're also providing childcare. So just for logistical, yeah. from a logistical standpoint, we want to know how much food to prepare. And we want to make sure that we can accommodate people who will be in need of childcare services so that we have enough staff.
How soon do they have to RSVP? What's the deadline?
They can RSVP all the way up until the 9th.
Okay.
And we may, depending on the turnout, we may be able to accommodate people who call the morning of the 10th. I don't want to turn anyone away from this because I think the information that we're presenting is so valuable. And from what I've heard from service providers, clients, a lot of different people, I've gotten feedback that this isn't a resource that's really offered anywhere else in the county. And I think that's why so far we've had about 30 people RSVP.
Is this the first time you're doing a workshop like this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did you decide to put this together?
Every program that we do at the Day Center, we create in response to a need. And I think it's mm-hmm. because we encounter so many individuals that are lacking this support and lacking this education. And I'm really a big fan of workshops. I like it because it's not designed to lecture to people. Mm-hmm. You know, workshops are interactive, so people get to share their experience. There's so much that you could learn. It's not just, you know, the presenters that have all the information. People learn from each other and by sharing their experience.
And to RSVP for this is just 707-407-3833.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I do want to add that there is one more component to the workshop that's going to be facilitated by CalFresh. They're going to demonstrate how to prepare low-cost, healthy meals.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to make approximately a week's worth of meals using a $5 rotisserie chicken, fresh fruits and vegetables, and pantry items. And they're going to educate people about market match programs and other programs available in the area to really help make your dollar stretch and how to make healthy choices. Because there's many of us that sometimes don't, not everybody has, you know, a lot of time to prepare, you know, homemade nutritious meals. So there's a lot of temptation to go to Subway, go to McDonald's, you know, hit the drive-thrus. So they have an abundance of great ideas for how to, you know, what's cost effective and then also what's, you know, how to do it in the least amount of time.
And it might seem to people like $5 for like, you know, a little bit of food, like fast and quick is worth it. But over the long run, if you look back and you look at where that money could be spent, actually getting the groceries from the grocery store and preparing some things, you can.
And that's why that's really going to complement the budgeting component of the workshop as well. So each of the three different speakers, they're all going to complement each other.
Okay, awesome. And you've also paired with Eureka Parks and Rec on this as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is due to a partnership between Eureka Parks and Rec, also CalFresh, and North Coast Legal Services.
Awesome. Sweet. And, Greg, you're talking at the next workshop that's happening the following Wednesday, August 17th, over at the Day Center, the Renter's Rights Community Workshop.
Yes, and my role, I think, is to talk very specifically about the issues that happen from lease up to, you know, repair needs to the end of a given tenancy, and kind of everything in between, with the goal, as Teresa talked about, to build relationships and create healthy relationships between tenants and landlords. If everyone kind of knows their rights and responsibilities, then maybe we can prevent the problems. Generally, the calls I get as a staff attorney at Legal Services of Northern California are calls that are happening once there is a problem, and I'm telling people how to solve the problem. But trying to prevent that problem by being proactive, if everyone kind of knows the lay of the land, then maybe the relationships will improve.
What are some of the rights that a lot of people ask you about?
Sure. Well, a lot of the calls are about habitability and repair needs.
If your landlord's not repairing things, is there anything that can be done about
that?
There's
a lot that can be done. The thing that a lot of tenants do first is start withholding rent, which is the wrong answer. Though it's a legal right that people have, you know, I say the golden rule in landlord-tenant law is you got to pay your rent. And if you're going to withhold your rent, which again, it is a legal right, under case law in California, it helps to try to take a lot of steps before that very extreme one. Talking to the landlord about it first is one that sometimes doesn't occur to people. And, you know, talking to other people in the community, talking to the county, talking to the city, bringing others in if there's a problem, to try to get it solved before not paying the rent, because that leads right to, you know, an eviction and a court battle and evidence, and, you know, in the end, we don't want to go there. My clients want a good place to live, and from my understanding, landlords want to be paid rent and have a clean and decent tenant. So I think this workshop is a great opportunity to kind of bring people together to realize we're all in this together. We're kind of teammates.
Awesome. So you're going to talk about the responsibilities, the rights, privacy, safety, how your rights can protect you as a renter, laws regarding rule changes, rent increases, repair, deposits, and, you know, resources available for your discrimination and discriminated against, harassment, retaliation.
Yes, that's kind of the menu. But as Teresa said, we really hope to cater the workshop to the needs of the people who attend. I'm a lawyer. I can talk forever about a lot of stuff, but I'm really hoping to answer specific questions specific legal questions without giving legal advice, of course, but just kind of learning from the people who show up what they want to know about, and then providing that legal information and education.
That's awesome that you come on out to help answer a lot of people's questions on this. And childcare and lunch will be provided for this workshop as well?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So people should RSVP for this one too. And that number is 707-407-3833. And that's the main day center line?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And this one is going on Wednesday, August 17th, 11 a.m. until 12:30.
Mm-hmm. And again, people can sign up all the way up until the morning of the 17th.
Okay, awesome. And if somebody wants to find out more information about this, I'll put up these. I have two flyers here, and plus I'll post the interview as well over at khem.com. But is there other places that people can find out more information about it too? So it's called.
Yeah, they can call in, come to the day center if you have any questions.
Okay, awesome, sweet. Well, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
And once again, the first workshop we talked about is going on next Wednesday, August 10th, and then the Renters' Rights Community Workshop is on Wednesday, August 17th. Going to go ahead and play some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to KHOME.